ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् 6th canto verse number 15। पतितं स्खलितो भग्नः सन्दृष्टः सप्त आहतः हरिरिति अवसेनाः पुमान् नार्हति यातना। पतितं स्खलितो भग्नः सन्दृष्टस्तप्त आहता हरेरिति हरेरित्यवशेनाः हरेरित्यवशेनाः पुमानार्हति यातना पुमानार्हति यातना।
पतितं स्खलितो भग्नः सन्दृष्टस्तप्त आहतः हरिरित्यवशेनाः पुमान् नार्हति यातना। These are the, some of the practical examples. There are persons who criticize chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Nam of Sabah. Because the glories of the holy name are described here, that one can become free from the sinful reaction of life simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So sometimes those who are not in the line, they think it is too much. It is too much. So the next verse, it is advice, not it is too much, you can taste it. What is that taste? Patita. When you fall down from a high place, suppose from the roof, you may fall down. Patita. Skalita. You may sleep and fall down. Bhagna, by falling down you may break your bones. Then sandasta, you may be bitten by some animal, cat, dog, snake, there is so many domestic. Then sapta, you may be burnt, and ahata, you may be injured from others. Then, during this time, he can taste practical. What is that taste? Hari iti avasena aha. Try to chant Hare Krishna. Puma, if anyone does so, na arhati jatana. He immediately feels that from the injuries, you are not feeling pain. This is practical. Even a snake bite, you may be said, the author says, never says that you may be saved from death, but the suggestion is that you may not feel much pain. This is great. Because this material world is full of danger. These symptoms are dangerous for this hand. Patitam Skhalito Bhagna. Especially in the modern age, in the Western country, accident, motor accident and die is very common now. Here also it is becoming. On the whole, even there is no motor accident, there are so many accidents, and every state there is danger. Padam padam ajad vipadam. This material world means every state there is danger. There is no question of safety at any moment. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj recommended, Ko mara mahasra prajna, brahman bhava. While in the beginning of childhood, one should learn Bhagavad Dharma, and durlabham mahasra. Somehow or other, we have got this body, human form of body, durlabham. After many, many births, they do not know, the foolish person, they do not know what is the value of this human form of life. Jalajanam lakhani, sabra lakhulim sati, kimayam rudra samsata. In this way, 8,400,000 different forms of life we have to pass through. Then we have got this. Especially a civilized human being. The human race, they are also 400,000. 400,000 times. Out of that, those who are civilized, they are called aliens. Alien means civilized. Alien means those who are making progress. They are called aliens. Among the aliens, there is the division. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. The aliens, they do follow these daily principles. Varnasrama. Varnasrama Sarvata, Purushena, Parakuma, Vishnu Aradhate. What is the purpose of Varnasrama? Vishnu Aradhate. Why Vishnu Aradhana? There are so many other demigods. There is also answered by Lord Shiva. When he was asked by Parvati, what is the best form of worship? He recommended, Aradhananam Sarvivitam. There are many different types of worship. Sarvivitam. Vishnu Aradhanam Param. He never said, Lord Shiva, that my aradhana is. Krishna said, Mamekam Saranam Buddha. But no other demigod had ever said, no. He never was. Here, Lord Shiva says, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Then again, he stresses, Tasmat paratanam devi madhyana tadhyana maradhanam. Vishwaradhanam is the best. But better than this best, there is another aradhanam. What is that? Tadhyana maradhanam. To worship Vishnu. Vishwaradhanam is the topmost. But Vishwaradhanam is still more. Narottamdas Thakur says, Charila Vaishnav Seva Nistar Kese Keva. The Vaishnav Aradhana is so important. Therefore Krishna says, Tad Vidhi Pranipatena Pranipasnena Sevaya Upadakshanti Tad Jnanam Jnana Tattva Darshana. controversy, this word tattva is very important. Unless one is tattvadarshi, there is no use to take instruction from him. Useless, waste of time. Tattvadarshi means, Krishna says in another place, manushyana sasesu kasti jatati shuddhaya. Siddhi means liberated. Means who has no more the bodily concept of dhyana. This is the Vedic meaning of aham brahmasmi. Aham, I, the spiritual spark, I am not this matter. I am spirit soul. There is no more. So long we are in the bodily concept of life, that is called jiva bhuta. Mamaiva ansa. Jiva bhuta. Conditional. And when one understands aham brahmasmi, that is called brahma bhuta. There are two words. The conditioned soul is called jiva bhuta. He is thinking, I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, I am cat, I am dog, I am this and that. That is called jiva bhuta. And in the human form of life, when he studies atata brahma vijnana, when he is inquisitive to understand Brahma, spirit, that is real life. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that dharmasya kam moksha. So, moksha means tattva jigyasa. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. Na jasi ha karma bhi. So that tattva jigyasa means to understand Krishna. He'll find in the Bhagavad Gita. Kaschid vetimam tattva. He says, tattva jigyasa, who will inquire about tattva? Those who are siddha. So that siddha state, brahma bhuta state, is not for everyone. Manushyanam sahasre kaschid jatate jatati siddhaya. How come many millions of persons? One may be interested how to become siddha, to understand aham brahma. That is called siddha. And jatatamavi siddhara kaschid jatimam tattva. This is called tattva jigyasa. The tattva jigyasa is meant for the siddha, not for the fools and dusters. Listen, they are inquiring, kya bhava? You find in the market, big merchants, they have got exchange in Calcutta, Bombay. The inquiry is kya bhava? But not that inquiry. Kya bhava hai? Is share ka kya bhava hai? Chaul ka kya bhava hai? Dal ka kya bhava hai? No, that is not tattva jigyasa. Tattva jigyasa means what is Brahma? That is it. Because Vedas indicate to try to understand aham brahmasmi, you are Brahma. Tattva masi. So how? So this is the basic Indian science. The basic Indian science, tattva jigyasa, that is the first aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra. Athata brahma jigyasa, human form of life, is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth. Therefore, Bhagavata expressed jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. That is the explanation of Brahma Sutra. Therefore you find at the end of each chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavati Mahapurane, Brahma Sutra Bhakti, Srimad Bhagavatam is the real comment of Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra was compiled by that, it summarized all the Vedic knowledge. Summarized all Vedic knowledge into Brahma Sutra. In that sense. Then, he was not satisfied. Although he made so many Puranas, Mahabharata, Brahma Sutra, Upanishad, etc. When these were correct, he wrote in to letter in the book, being compassionate on the people of this age, all fools understand they have no good memory. Therefore, he compiled all these Vedas into writing. Before that, there was no writing. People were so sharp in memory, simply by hearing from the Guru Devi. Simply, the education and the brain and the capacity was so nice. But that is not possible. In the age, everything is diminishing. The strength, bodily strength is diminishing. The memory is diminishing. The duration of life is diminishing. Man's propensity to be merciful is diminishing. At the present moment, even in the civilized world, so-called civilized, if one man is being killed on the open street, nobody will go and help him. Because the tendency for showing mercy to others, that is diminishing. The body is strength is diminished, memory is diminished, dharma, the principle of religion, that is diminished. This is calculated. Therefore, Brahma Jignasa, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was posted by Prakashananda Saraswati at Kanara, Palwara, Sampa philosophy, that there was meeting between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like to meet the Mahabharata Sannyasi. He used to live alone. But sometimes this Mahabharata Sannyasi, they were criticizing him that this Bengali Sannyasi come from Bengal and he does not indulge in reading Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. He dances and chants with some ecstatic people. What is that? What kind of sannyasi? A sannyasi is meant for studying Vedanta Sutra, Sankhya philosophy. Some of them are very learned scholars. There's no doubt about this. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inquired by Prakashananda Saraswati, "Sir, I learned that in your previous life he was a learned scholar. He was known as Nimaikonda. And he had taken from that, so instead of reading Sankhya philosophy and Vedanta Sutra, he was simply chanting and dancing with some fanatics, what is it? This is because the question. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that, "Sir, if I reply your question candidly, please do not be shocked." "No, I am not sure. Yeah, we are prepared." "Because my Guru Maharaj saw me, I am the greatest fool. ගුරුමරි මොහොත දෙකි හා කොහිලා වේදාන්තේ නැහැ පවෝනිකා ඉන්දිකන් කුල් පර්පජවා that is present moment there is simply whom can that help what being and the spend of Vedanta Therefore, this Shastric Indian Sanskrit means Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. So there was very long discussion and all the sannyasis, 60,000 sannyasis were convinced about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, his explanation of the Upanishad. This is not that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampada He is simply chanting and dancing. He requires, they are prepared to answer all Vedic discussion. That is it. We have got so many books. All Vedic discussion. Not that we are simply in the, but this is sufficient. Simply chanting is sufficient. But if one thinks like Purasana Saraswati, that these people simply chant and dance, sometimes one sometimes accused them. Like, generally, that's Bharati. So, he answered them, that come on, we have got at least 75 books, 400 pages each. To teach you Krishna consciousness. Come on. So, who is with that? It is not that. Chaitanya, we are the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are chanting and dancing. But when there are Bhutasanatma Saraswati, when there are Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he discussed Vedanta very well. Not in full sentence. A Pandit like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a sannyasi like Prasanna Saraswati, who knew what is Vedanta, what is Vedanta, then you are prepared. Because you know that anyway. Krishna says, Veda is prasadvayahami. If anyone understands Krishna, it is to be understood that he has studied all the Vedas. There's no doubt about it. Veda is prasadvayahami. Bhavanam Jarmanam Sri Jnanamanam Bhagavata Vasudeva Sarmiti Samahatma So everything is explained. We are sitting to Krishna consciousness, not with empty hands. We are prepared to talk on Vedanta, we are prepared to talk on Upanishad. And the conclusion is Krishna to Bhagavan. Iti Tamsatana Kumsa Krishna to Bhagavan. This is the conclusion. Krishna has confirmed that Matra Parataram Nanya Kinti Yati Nanya. Pranava, sometimes they take Pranava as the supreme. Krishna says, Pranava aham sarvabhijne tu. This Pranava avatar in all the Vedas, that is that, that is my sound representation. So, this holy name of Krishna is so powerful that if simply by chanting one can become liberated. This is the blessing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Iha haite sarva siddhi haiyeto. All siddhis. Teta dharpana mantra. Siddhi means to screen the heart, that is Siddhi. Because we are now materially obsessed. We are thinking, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm this and that. All material, upadhi. And bhakti means when you are freed from the upadhi, then bhakti begins. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sotati na kamkati samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhvakti lavati para. Then bhakti begins. Bhakti is not for the person who is not liberated. Because as soon as you begin bhakti, devotional charity, immediately you come to the liberated platform. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancham vyabhicharini bhakti yogena yasevate saguna samapistaitana brahma bhuvihaya sampati. Bhakti, beginning of bhakti, means immediately he is on the brahma platform. We are trying to understand aham brahmasmi, but if you take devotional charity, you are immediately on the platform brahma bhuvihaya sampati. So this is the scientific understanding of Brahma Buddha saying, or aham brahmasmi. Everything is explained in Gita. So therefore, this name is Brahma. The holy name of God is Brahma. Brahma's name. Brahma's name means Brahma. Because Brahma is absolute. He is not different from his name. He is not different from his form. He is not different from his quality. Otherwise, how we are going to be this form of Krishna here? This Krishna and that Krishna. There is no this and that. Krishna is one. But even if we think that this is the statue of Krishna, that is our misconception. It is not statue, it is Krishna. But we have to prepare our eyes to see. That's right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he entered Jagannath temple, he immediately stated, here is Krishna. Here is Krishna. Because he has the eyes to see Krishna. So we have to prepare our eyes to see. That eye is also explained in the Brahma Samhita. Premaan yana churita bhakti jilo tanena santas hadaiva nidaye sudhito. To develop your love of Krishna, then Krishna will be revealed. Devan mukhevi jivadav saameva. So you cannot understand Krishna by argument or by your this staring eyes. No. You have to prepare your eyes. You have to prepare your ears. You have to prepare your nose. You have to prepare your tongue. You have to prepare your hands. You have to prepare your legs. All senses. Sarvakadhi-vinimattam-tatparatvena-hesmanam. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevaram Bhakti Chat. These senses, now it is Upas. I am thinking I am American, therefore my hand is American, my leg is American, my eyes are American. No. You have to become free from this American eyes or Indian eyes or Brahminical eyes. No. Pure eyes. Sarvapadhi-vinimuktam tat-paratena-nirmanam. When your eyes are purified from all this dizziness, when your senses are purified, then nirmanam, nirmanam means purified. That sense is purification does not mean that you are senseless. No. It's like cataract operation of the eyes does not mean pluck out the eyes. No, the eyes will remain, the cataracts will be taken away, then you see. So, when your material conception of life is finished, brahmasmi, that's the name. And to simply realize aham brahmasmi will not stay. You have to go past. Brahma bhuta prasanna pana sautati na pana sati stomach had basic pieces, but the deal of a piece. If you make sagar and half, then your Brahma activity is beginning. And that is called bhakti. Thank you.